This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I want to welcome everybody. And I also want to mention the learning today is dedicated by my dear friend, Rabbi Ephraim Pinsauer, Lila Nishmas's father. Today is the Yahrzeit, Chav Zayin, Nisan, Yisrael Chaim ben Ephraim, Shamash having an aliyah, Shvi Mel Siosher for his whole mishpacha, for Simcha Sanachas, Adbi Askel Tzadak. Okay, so what we're going to do today is I want to share with you some introductory remarks about Pirkei Avos, as this is the first week that we learn about Pirkei Avos. It's interesting, and I would like to tie it into the parsha, namely Parshas Shemini. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Kedushin, on Daf Lamed, that the middle letter of the Torah is the Vav of the word Gachain. Kol Hoylech Al Gachain. So what is the significance that the middle letter of the Torah is the letter Vav? There could be, there are 22 choices to choose as the middle letter of the Torah. Of what significance is it that the middle letter of the Torah is the Vav? So I have a very nice sefer on Pirkei Avos. It's called Vayaged Moshe. Actually, the first Vayaged Moshe was a Haggadah. It's Vayaged Moshe Haggadah is one of the classic Likutim on the Haggadah. And I saw a couple years ago that he came out with the Perush on Pirkei Avos, and it's very nice material. So he quotes from Pinchas Karitzer. The pegs, the yesedos of the amudim that connected the yerios one to another. In other words, the pegs. Sorry, I'm just having some electronic interference here. The pegs that were used to hold the yerios together were called vavim. Interesting. They're not called alephs, they're not called bases, they're not called gimels, they're not called pays, they're called vavim. What is the significance that the connectors of the yerios are called vavim? And Pinchas Karitzer says as follows. The letter vav is not really used as a word into of itself. It sort of takes the place of a vowel. A vav is in place of a cholam. A vav is in place of a malupam, or a vav is a vav hachibor. It connects one thing to another. So in other words, a vav is a service letter. It doesn't have independent meaning. It's and. Yoimer vayoimer. Bayis vibayis. Ubayis. Oy. Vav is vav hashimosh. Vav hachibor. It's a tool. It connects something to another item. It's a vav hachibor. And therefore, to connect one yiriya to another, the best way to describe the hook is to call it the letter Vav, because it doesn't have its own inherent value, but it's used to connect A to B, one thing to another. By the way, it's an interesting thing, what Meir Shapiro said on the Zohar says that after Kayin killed Hevel, so it says, Vayosem l'Kayin ois, God made a letter, he gave Kayin a sign, but literally ois, a letter. So the Zohar says, which letter did God give Kayin? The Zohar says he gave him the letter Vav. What is the significance of that? What is the significance of the letter Vav? So Meir Shapiro says as follows. Actually, I think it's quoted in the Sefer on Pesach that the Vav is a Vav HaChibur. It connects one to another. It services others. The Vav does not have its own inherent meaning, but it rather it services the rest of the word. Kayin's problem was he... Kayin wanted to kill Hevel. Why? Rashi brings that he felt that the world wasn't big enough for the two of them and he wanted a bigger Yerusha. In other words, he was self-centered. He was selfish. He did not want to have any connection with anybody else. He did not want to service anybody else. He just focused on himself. So the letter that the Ribbono Shel gave Kayin was the letter Vav, the Ois Vav, indicating that you have to be more attuned and sensitive to the message that you have to be giving of yourself to other people. Don't be only focused on yourself. That's the importance of the letter Vav. So we're going to encounter a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says as follows. There's a simple reading of the Mishnah, and then there's a deeper meaning. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Im lamadata Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachsik toiva la'atzmacha ki lekach noitzarta. If you learned a lot of Torah, literally it means, don't give yourself credit, because that's what you were created for. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an amazing observation. He says, you know, Yaakov Avinu learned 14 years in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. And where does the Torah tell us that he learned 14 years in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Nowhere. Nowhere does the Torah say, Vayeshev Yaakov V'Yeshiva Arba Esrei Shana. We sort of always have to figure it out. It says Yaakov slept in that place. Oh, he slept in that place, but in the 14 years he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, he didn't sleep. We're always trying to figure out and infer that Yaakov Avinu learned the 14 years. Why doesn't the Torah say explicitly that Yaakov learned 14 years? So Rav Moshe says, based on this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Im lamadata Torah harbe, al tachzik toivel atzmach, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't give yourself credit. So in order to teach the lesson that when you learn a lot, don't talk about it, don't give yourself credit, the Torah omits that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years in the yeshiva to emphasize this message of Im lamadata Torah harbe, al tachzik toivel atzmach. But the Sefer Vayaged Moshe quotes the Bina Leitim. Now, the Bina Leitim is a very interesting Sefer. The Bina Leitim was written by one of the Italian Gedolim. His name was Rav Azariah Figo. And this is really the father of all Sifrei Drush. All subsequent Sifrei Drush are miyusad on the Sefer Bina Leitim. And he says as follows. You know what it means? Im lamadata toira harbe al tachzik toiva la'atzmecha? Contrary to perhaps popular thought that the ideal way to live one's life is to sit in one's Dalet Amos and just study Torah, the Mishnah is saying, no, that's not what God wants. Im lamadata Torah harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik toiva la'atzmecha. Don't keep the good to yourself. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't just sit and learn yourself. The purpose, says the Bina Leitim, God created tens of thousands of heavenly angels. So what does God need man to sit and learn Torah for? He needs another angel? He has millions of angels in the Shamayim. The purpose of man over the angel is that the angel cannot bring Shleimus to anybody else, as opposed to man has the capacity to share the Torah with other people to help facilitate other people reach their Shleimus. So the way the Bina Leitim reads the Mishnah in Avos is differently than the simple. Simply, it's read, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't give yourself credit. That's why God created you. But the Bina Leitim learns the Mishnah, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik toiva la'atzmecha, don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep the Torah learning to yourself. Share it with others. That's the advantage of man over malach. In other words, the adifus, the maila of Adam over a malach, is that a man could bring shleimus to other people. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Nun Gimel that there's a difference between the residents of Yehuda and the Galil. The residents of Yehuda were Golu Masechta, and therefore they remember their learning. The residents of the Galil, Loi Golu Masechta, and therefore the Torah was not retained by them. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Golu Masechta? Rashi says, and the Bnei Yehuda taught Torah to others, so the Torah was Niskayim B'Yadam. The Gemara says, David was Goli Masechta. Therefore it says about him, Yireyecha Yeruni V'Yismachu. Shaul was Loi Golu Masechta. And therefore, b'chol asher yifna yarshia. So that means the ikur kiyum haTorah is teaching it to others. Which letter in the aleph beis symbolizes giving over to other people? The letter vav. The letter vav has no inherent meaning. It's the vav hachibur, it's the vav hashimush, is to attach yourself and to service others. Therefore, says the Sefer Vayaged Moshe, the middle letter of the Torah is the letter Vav, indicating that what does the Torah stand on? The Torah stands on giving Torah over to others, not just to learn yourself, to give to others. And just important to point out, one does not have to be a Rebbe or an official teacher to be able to give Torah over to others. Everybody has a Shabbos table. Everybody has friends, family, and in whatever capacity a person is able to share Torah with others, that is the central and foundational principle of which the Torah stands on. And I wanted to start Pirkei Avos this way, first of all, because it's based on this week's parsha. The middle letter of the Torah is the letter Vav, indicating that what it all stands on is Torah's chesed, to give over to others. The Vayagad Moshe continues, in the Haftorah of Shmini, the Pasuk says like this, Vayilech David, this week's Haftorah. Remember we had, a couple years ago, we had the Haftorah series, so we'll have to add this to the collection. David went, and he went up to the Aron of Elikim, from the house of Oyved Edom, Ir David, and the carriers of the Aron, it says, Shishat Sa'adim, they took 6 steps, and they brought Karbanos. Asked Vayagid Moshe, why do I care that those who carried the Aron took 6 steps? This week's Haftorah. You don't have to remember any other Haftorah. This week's Haftorah. He says, you know why they took 6 steps? Because the Iker way to hold on to the Torah and to hold on to the Aron is it's Vav. It's a Vav HaChibur. It's a Torah that you share with other people. So that's the significance of the 6 steps that were taken by the Malachi, by the carriers of the Aron. So what does this got to do with Pirkei Avos in the aftermath of Pesach? So he says very nicely, what happened on Pesach? Pesach, God showed the world that He loves the Jewish people more than He loves the angels. Why? The Malachim wanted to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He made the miracle. God said, you can't sing Shira yet. You got to wait until Israel sings Shira. You got to wait until Klal Yisrael sings Shira. Like the Medrash Darshans on the Pasuk, Kidmu Sharim Achar Noignim. That they were only able to sing Shira after us. Therefore, as the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satar approaches, which, by the way, also demonstrates that Hashem loves us more than the angels, because the angel says, hey, keep the Torah up here in Shamayim. And God says, no, this Torah is not for you. If you're going to get the Torah, you're just going to sit and learn. That's what do I need that for? I don't give the Torah that people should just sit and learn. No, the Torah was given so that you could share with other people. So that's the whole reason the Torah came downstairs. So the teaching of Pirkei Avos, which is the primary way which our Rabbeim and Rabbanim and our teachers bring and instruct us in the ways of Shleimus, begins now. Because the whole foundation of the Torah and what the Torah rests on is the Ois Vav, that the Torah is not merely meant to study for ourselves, but it's meant for us to share and bring Shleimus to others. And that is why the middle letter of the Torah is the letter Vav of Gachain. We could add one more idea. And that is, we're going to start saying Tachna next week for the first time in quite a while. And as it is known that Ashkenazim, how many days a year do we say Tachnun? 0. Ashkenazim never say Tachnun. Because the Tachnun that we say, Hashem albi apchasoi chicheni, is not Tachnun. The real Tachnun is the David Hashem nafshi esa, which Sfardim say. The reason why Ashkenazim never say Tachnun is we're afraid of the klala of the Zayar, that one cannot say Tachnun one should not say Tachnun without Kavana. The Svardim are also concerned with the klal of the Zayar, and therefore they do say Tachnun, but they never put their heads down. Be it as it may, if you look in the real Tachnun of the Svardim, L'dovet Hashem Nafshi Esa, it's like Ashrei, and it has a pasuk for every letter of the Aleph Beis, except for the letter Vav. And the Zohar says, why in L'dovet Hashem Nafshi Esa is there no Ois Vav? Says the Beis Yosef, quoting the Zohar, what is the purpose of Tachnun? You ever wonder, what is the purpose of Tachnun? The purpose of Tachnun is, we already said Psukei Dezimra, we already said Birchas Krishna, we already said Shmoneh Esrei. So what are we saying Tachnun for? Tachnun is, now we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I would give up my life al Kiddush Hashem. That is the function of Tachnun. The willingness and declaration that you'd give up your life al Kiddush Hashem. Well, the letter Vav, says Isaiah, represents life, the Eitz HaChayim. So you can't say Tachnun and say you're willing to give up your life al Kiddush Hashem and have a letter Vav. The letter Vav is life. So therefore there's no Vav represented in Tachnun. That's what the Zayar says, quoted by the Beis Yosef. But it comes out very beautiful that the letter Vav then has two meanings. The letter Vav represents life, and the letter Vav represents giving to others. Because the very definition of Chayim is the ability and the capacity to give to others. Like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz famously says, that the Gemara tells us there are four people who are Chashiv Kames: someone who's blind, someone who has no money, someone who doesn't have banim, someone who's a mitzoyra. Ask Reb Chaim Shulevitz, why are these four people considered like they're dead? I understand someone who's poor, maybe he has a difficult life, but what is the common denominator of all these four kinds of people that they're all chashiv kamei? Says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, they all share one thing in common: their ability to give is mitigated. Someone who doesn't have money doesn't have the resources to give. Someone who doesn't have banim doesn't have to whom to give. Someone who's a mitzayra is isolated, cannot have interaction with people. Someone who's blind can't see what other people need. The very definition of chayim is the ability to give to other people. So we'll conclude with a beautiful idea. L'kavod those who just came to Eretz Yisrael. We'll end off with the very interesting question of, I believe, Rabbi Yaakov Luria, the son-in-law of the Nesiv HaShalom. And that is, we have two bodies of water in Eretz Yisrael, one in the north and one further south, and they cannot be more diametrically opposite. The one in the north, the Kinneret, is the most lush region in all of Israel. There are species of fish that exist in the Kinneret that don't exist anywhere else. It's a very peros genosar. It's a very it's a delectable area. And on the other hand, a little further south is what we call the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. Literally, everything is dead. Nothing could survive the Dead Sea. There's even a question whether a bacteria or amoeba could survive the salty waters of the Dead Sea. So how could it be that these two bodies, which by the way are both fed from the very same water source, they're both fed from the Yarden, how could it be that in the north, the Kinneret is teeming with life, and a little further south, it's the Dead Sea, Pshutoi Kamashmai. Says Rav Luria, because the essence of life is the ability to give to others. So the Yarden pours through the Kinneret, and it is Mekabel, and yes, it's Mekabel, but then it becomes a Noisein. And when there's Nesina, and there's giving, there's Chayim, and there's vitality, and there's great life. A little further south, the Yam HaMelech is Mekabel, the waters of the Yarden, and that's where it stops, and that's where it ends. And when there's taking and receiving and no giving, then what you have is the Dead Sea. So the letter Vav is the central letter of the Torah. It all is dependent on giving, and giving is especially in Inyanei Torah. And therefore, the letter Vav represents Chayim, and the letter Vav represents Talmud Torah la'acherim, Talmud Torah to others. So these are some introductory thoughts on Pirkei Avos, and I want to share with you some thoughts on one of the Mishnayos in Perek Aleph in the next segment. Yes?
So isn't it interesting also that I think the middle of the Torah...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.